Well, now allow me to say officially good morning and welcome to our weekly Kickstart call. So glad to be with you all. We've got a very exciting lineup this morning for you. And, you know, first let me say a special welcome to all of our brand new promoters joining us for the very first time for their very first leadership call, the very first Monday morning Kickstart call. We're glad to have you with us. And I want to thank you so much for joining us on this mission to end the trend, and make this world a healthier and a happier place. And my name is Josh Clark. I have the privilege of serving as your Vice President of Sales. And the reason why I'm here is actually no different than your story. But I'm so grateful that I am here. You heard my mother earlier speak up and from Atlanta, Georgia. You know, none of us would be here if it weren't for somebody cared enough about my family 25 years ago to share the gift of NeoLife. You know, I was sitting there reading, watching the Super Bowl and reading the Entrepreneur Roller Coaster, and was talking about getting beyond the fear of what other people think, their approval, and if we're going to impact and change the world, the people who do act in spite of fear. They're fearless. They don't worry about everyone else's opinion. Yes, they feel it. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it stings, but they push through anyway because they're on a mission. And we're on a mission. And I'm so thankful that that family 25 years ago shared NeoLife with our family, the Greenbirds, because they persisted. 4 months later, my mother got started, and when she finally got started, completely turned her health around. She's running 10K road races in her 60s, training for a half marathon, and it's absolutely the picture of health, and that would not have been, because we'd already tried everything else, and she had been sick for years and years. So grateful. I want to encourage you, let's go out there this week, right from the start. Here's your tip. Have the courage to persist anyway. Have the courage to act in spite of fear this week. We're going to do big, bold, great things. How do I know? Because you're already doing that. You're already. I'm looking back over this past month, and I want to say thank you to all of you. We just closed out, still getting sorting all the data and all, but it is an absolutely overwhelming another best month. I mean, by big margins, wide margins. We are growing, we are expanding, and this new Nutrients Organic is hot. Yeah, I don't have to tell you. This thing is big. This is a game changer. We didn't just make a minor update to the skincare. No, as you know, this is a giant leap forward, giant leap. In fact, I want to ask you guys, I want to thank you for your patience as we're dealing with some short-term inventory issues. In fact, the makeup remover in the U.S. is we're going to have to wait for the next shipment, but we're not holding up orders. We'll go ahead and ship it to people, and then they'll receive the makeup remover later. It's coming. They'll get it. They'll get their free gifts. But how exciting is this that you guys sold it out at every rally and sold, I mean, just blew it away. So we were prepared. Don't worry. We always have contingency plans, but recalibrate. You showed us what's possible with the skincare, and we're seeing a lot of people coming into the business who are going to focus, I wouldn't say solely, but I'd say primarily on skincare. It's that big of a market. And for those of you who have been with NeoLife for a while may say, you know, how is this compared? This is a gigantic leap forward. So we are incorporating it. Chelsea and I, as you know, we're on tour, 365daytour.com. That's our personal website. It has links to calendar and all that. You can also go to neolifeevents.com. But you'll find every single event, we're always talking about the Nutrients Organic. Yes, most of our events are we're doing health talks, and so it starts with ProVitality and Shake. And first of all, you know, what should our diet look like? What does it look like? How do we fill the gaps? Who do we trust? You know the PowerPoints in the back office under PowerPoints, the health talk PowerPoint. But we're doing that, and then we're pulling a few slides out on the skincare and incorporating that as a bonus session, and people are getting so excited. We'll just do a little hand demo in the back, and then the hosts are already have spa hours scheduled for that week or the next week, and so people are getting started that very day, and then they're inviting them to come to spa hours, inviting them to invite their friends to spa hours, and the excitement is unreal. So I want to thank you all again. My point is, thanks for making January an absolutely unbelievable month. I know that February is a short month. It's the shortest month. But I also know that with this momentum behind us, we're going to continue to build up steam, and you guys are going to have the best February ever. Now, we're going to talk about some keys at the end of the call to making February your best month ever, and making sure that you put yourself in the position right now at the start of the month for another best month. You know, we can't sit back and rest on our laurels. We want to take a moment to look at where we've come from, celebrate it. But we're more, I know each and every one of you are more concerned about what the year looks like than just a great month. But you know what? It's a month at a time. You know, it's one month at a time. So again, awesome job. Congrats. Now, we're also going to, I want to recognize our top 20 in the 90 days of winter. Well, I'll tell you what, down here in Southern California, I'm actually in Ventura Beach, had a bunch of events over the weekend. We had three events on Saturday. Our last one was in Ventura, so we're still there. I'm working from here today before we head down to Corona on Tuesday. But anyway, doesn't feel like winter here, I can tell you that. But anyway, 90 days of winter. Let's take a look at the top 20 leaderboard. All right, are you ready? In fact, that's what we're going to do. This, I normally call out the, as you know, silver and up. Actually, I should say Achievers Club 10 and 15 on the weekly calls. Those are people who are on track to earn silvers and golds, medals at the end of the quarter. But today, we're going to focus on the top 20. Now, it's very simple. All this recognition goes right back to earning Achiever Club points. So the flyers in the back office, it's under incentives. And why do we focus so much on Achiever Club points? Let me tell you real quick. If you're brand new to the call, I want you to understand, why is this such a big deal? Well, to me, there are two things you should be measuring every single month. That is, if you're serious about building a business, creating success, helping us in the trend, if you're serious about these things, then you're going to measure your success tracker points. There's a success tracker in the back office. It's a part of our success teams system that we have, the 90-day success teams, but it can be downloaded by itself. Anyone can use it, and it allows them to measure the three daily success habits. And so it use the product, share the products, and personal development. So as you share the products, you need to, as you're sharing NeoLife's products and opportunity, you want to be doing that on a daily basis. So you want to measure how many tracker points do you have. In other words, how many points are you earning? We have a whole system set up there to help you track how many people you're inviting, how many people you're doing presentations for, how many people you're following up with, and so on and so forth. So that's very important. If you're not planting seeds, there will be no harvest. At the same time, every good farmer, and I grew up on a small farm, but even I know this, every farmer measures, they keep track of the seeds that they plant, they fertilize, they water, and then when the harvest comes, they pay attention to making sure they bring that harvest in at the right time. They make that they're getting the yields they should be getting. If they're not, there's something wrong. There's something that needs to be adjusted. There's something that needs to, they need to go back. They need to talk to some other farmers, figure out how are they getting better yields. Because at the end of the day, all that work is about bringing in a harvest. And at the end of the day for NeoLife, at the end of the day, you and I want to change lives. Okay, and I love making lots of friends. You're going to make more friends than ever in this business. And you know what? I don't let no's discourage me. I don't let them, but what I do know is I need to get so many no's to get the yeses. And in the meantime, I'm going to have a lot of fun as I act in spite of fear, and I'm going to have fun knowing that I'm going to build great friendships. But at the end of the day, I do need to track how many points, how many Achiever Club points am I earning? If I'm not, then I got to reevaluate. Are we really about ending the trend? To end the trend, we got to roll people in the club, right? So does that make sense? I hope that does. So there's two indicators we need to track, our success tracker points and our Achiever Club points at the end of the month. So here we go. Our top 20, starting with 20th place, we have Gerald and Joan Lehman, Patty and Jerry Kinder, Cynthia Zampanta, Joseph Infante, Micah and Brian Stennett, Shelley and Gary Lazone, Russell Burr, Jessica Rodriguez, Linda and Richard Burr, Allison Wilson, Joe and Linda Peacock, and now in 10th place, Jennifer Christmas, Claudette Lockerbie, Martha Andrade and Sam Lara, Gene McEwen, Richard Johnston, and in 5th place, Ada and Paolo DiJacopo, all the way up into Canada. 4th place, Chad and Janice Johnson. 3rd place, Rumel and Anderson Buebren. 2nd place, Emily Hengstaffer. And 1st place, Aaron Hengstaffer. I want to read out the points. Actually, in the 3rd, has 28 points. Rumel and Anderson Buebren. 2nd, Emily Hengstaffer is 54. And 1st place, Aaron Hengstaffer with 72 points. Now, I want you to think about that. That's a lot of Marjorie Clark's. Why do I say Marjorie Clark? That's my mom. And every time you go out there and you change a life, and when I look at recruiting, when I look at sales, I translate that into, because that's why I'm so passionate about this, is I'm a social entrepreneur. That means you and I know you are as well, we've identified problems, and we're going to go out there and we're going to fill them, we're going to provide solutions, we're going to change the world, and I expect you all to create a ton of success, to make a lot of income in the process, because the problem is that big, it's that, and at the end of the day, you should be creating a lot of success, and we will together, and we'll change the world. So thank you so much, thank you for all that you're doing. Also, I want to remind you, in case I don't say it at the end of the call, that every Monday, I'm getting too excited here, I need to drink some New Life tea. Isn't that amazing? New Life tea. Already had my shake, and now chasing it down with some tea. Okay, so this afternoon, don't forget that every Monday, I'm continuing this through February, I'm doing Getting Started Master Training webinars. So that's at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. You can figure it out in between zones, but 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern, and I do this. It's a 2-hour. It's a 1.5-hour business training, 30-hour Q&A. 30-hour. I don't think you'll stay with me that long, will you? 30-minute Q&A, and the leaders have asked that we continue that because I'm hearing that they're enjoying signing them up, sending them to the Getting Started training, and then I'm having them all send you a copy of their Commit to Success form, and so you know what their why is and why they're in this business and what they want to do. Okay, folks, well, we've got a lot to go over today, and I've got a very special interview, so let's jump right into that. Again, I want to say thanks again for an awesome, awesome January. And now we're going to turn our attention to a very special guest that we have joining us. In fact, she was with us at the sold-out, packed-out rallies. She was at our final rally, the West Coast rally. And she just earned her invitation to leadership school. I say just into January. She did her 6th month. Consistent, never missed a beat, went straight from qualifying her first month all the way through 6 months straight, 3 months to get to Emerald, and then 3 more months to get her invitation to leadership school at the end of this month. And her name is Florinda Nobles, and I have her with us on the call today. Florinda, are you there?
Hi, Florinda, I'm here.
There you are.
Hello.
Yes, perfect.
Hi. Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning to you. I want to thank you for joining me on the call this morning.
You're welcome.
Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit more about you, and then I'll let you tell your story, but I want to share a little bit of your successes because, I've known you for a while now. You're very humble. But again, not only did she just earn her invitation to leadership school. She'll be joining us here in just a couple weeks at the beautiful Brassfield Estate Winery for several days of just pampering, incredible food, and fun, and games, and relationships, and training, and time with our scientific advisory board members, and the founder of our company, Jerry Brassfield, the CEO, Kendra Brassfield, to our top promoters and Ruby Step-Ups, will be coming in to share what it takes to take your business from Emerald Director to World Team, and then up through the Rubies and into Diamond. But it's going to be, it's one of those invitations. Let me just, for our listeners to understand what a big deal this is, what she just won. You cannot just, you can't pay enough money to go on to this place. Okay. This is Brassfield Estate Winery, 3,000 acre estate winery. That means everything is grown there, bottled there, harvested there, and you're going to be able to experience it there. It means breathtaking conference room overlooking vineyards. It means just incredible, not only views, food, experience, but friendships, experiences that people say they travel the world, and yet their favorite trip was this trip right here. In fact, we've had presidents of nations, our invited guests, captains of industry, and future and millionaires have been made over and over and over and over. I'm talking big time millionaires who started out just at the very beginning with a dream and taking the steps necessary to achieve that, putting in the effort, putting in the work, and then transformation. Mega leaders were born. I'm talking leaders born like top personal development minds of the past century. And anyone and everyone would recognize the names, these names. These are the people who have been there. And you can stop off to taste some wine in the tasting room. But to be a guest and to stay there on in the lodging and all, that's only reserved for invited guests of Brassfield Estate Winery. So I want to congratulate you, Florinda, on this. And Florinda is also, she is the head of nursing. She is the head of nursing at Vail Healthcare Center, director of nursing, I should say, the entire nursing department, and has been using our product since 1991. So what a treat to have you with us, to have a health professional like you with us. And let's begin by, let me just ask you, what is your favorite health pack?
Yeah. Hi. I'm so excited, by the way, to get into the leadership school. I can't wait. But anyway, my favorite health pack is a breakfast pack. It is what I drink every day while driving to work, while at work, because sometimes I'm so busy and it's a very easy access. And I know that I'm getting all the nutrients that I need with that drink. And it's so simple. I just add it into the water that I have in my shaker, and there I go. I drink it every morning.
You know, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about your story here in just a moment, but you know, I feel like I do have a celebrity with us. I appreciate you being with us, and you know, we want to ask a couple quick facts before we jump in. So the favorite's the breakfast pack, and I think you told me the other day that it's, as you just said now, you're in a hurry. It's convenient. You're on the go. You have a quick routine in the morning, and then you got to go to a very demanding and stressful job. So the convenience factor, I guess, is desirable. Is that right?
Yes. I also have the other products, like the Pro Vitality, and I've been drinking the Coq10 and also the glucose balance. It helped me a lot. And some of my coworkers were like, why are you not stressed? I said, well, I don't know. And then I realized I've been drinking New Life for years. So my co-directors, they're all like, oh, what will I do? And they're very stressed. So it is a challenging job, but it's very rewarding too. So thanks to Neolife, I'm still in this nursing management position. So
That's great.
The way I see it, you know, if I'm not with Neolife, I might have changed my nursing career already. But it's very rewarding to be leading nurses, teaching them. Knowledge is power, you know, and we have young nurses who needs to be taught how to do things the right way. And while I drank also a lot of products, especially the Super B and all that, but the CoQ10, cognitively, I think I feel that I'm getting more retention, if I may say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What an amazing product. Well, let's jump into your story. For our listeners, Florinda moved here from the Philippines in 1982. I'm always very impressed by people who speak multiple languages. It's a dream of mine that I will make a reality. I don't know that I'll speak as many as you, but I hope to at least add Spanish. But she speaks a couple of dialects from the Philippines, as well as English and Spanish. So really, I count that as like four, which is so impressive. And she, again, director of nursing at Vail Healthcare Center. Now, will you share with us, go back a few years, how long have you been taking Neolife, and what attracted you to Neolife in the first place? How did you hear about it?
Yes, years ago, I had very severe allergies. I was healthy when I came here, but then, you know, due to the environment, everything I ate, and then I puffed up. I had hives, and it's very severe allergies that made me go to the hospital so often, sometimes emergency, having anaphylactic shock, had to have the shots, epinephrine. So cut long story short, I was maintained by the allergy clinic. There was a nurse there that gave me the product, the aloe vera juice, and she said, oh, this will help you. But for me, I'm a nurse, so I believe in medication then. So I said, oh, okay, just politeness. I took the product, and then I put it aside. I started taking my medications, different medications at different times, because nothing was working on me. I took Actifed, Sudafed, and I got fed up. I said, then I saw the aloe. I said, let me try this. Because before I was very, very negative. I mean, I said, medication will help me, because that's how I was trained. So when I saw again the aloe, I think that was about 3 weeks after the nurse gave it to me, I started drinking it. At first, you know, it was nothing. And then suddenly I could smell. Because before I can taste my food because I had no smell, and then ringing of the ear was too much. Sometimes I can't even drive, and my eyes get puffy like a crab that I can't see. So I miss a lot of work. I kept calling off. So I started drinking it, and then I noticed I could smell, then I could taste my food. At first, I did attribute it to the aloe. I just said, maybe I drank something that will help. But then I stopped drinking some of the medications, and I started to try the aloe, because in my thinking, she said this is natural, maybe this will help me. And I'm so glad, and I'm so thankful that I did that, because if I didn't do that, I won't be here talking to you. I really started negatively, but then I ended up thinking, drinking the aloe and more products. And through the years, I've been sharing it here and there, but I was thinking I'm not a good salesperson. But then later on, I realized it's not selling, it's sharing. Like I told Josh, it's sharing. It's a sin not to share what we have. It's a well-kept secret still, but this year it will not be anymore. We have to share it. You have to get out of that box. I was in my comfort zone. I didn't want to do anything because, you know, my friends were like, what are you selling again? But I am selling the same thing, I said. Then I kept using the word selling. Now I change it to sharing, because that's what we're doing. We're sharing it. It's very unfortunate if you don't share it to the world. Most of the people I talk to in North America say, how come I haven't heard that before? Why are you open in 50 other countries and you're not open here? I said, we are. In fact, it is here in Fremont in California. And they said, I'm from Fremont. How come I didn't see it? So I gave them the address. And so what I'm trying to say is, in my own turf, you know, you call it turf, here in California, yeah. I'm like almost 45 minutes away to Fremont. And I have lots of friends from San Jose and Fremont. They go, I haven't heard that. So when I show them, in fact, I have somebody who signed up in the Philippines, and his brother, her brother-in-law is in San Jose, and they signed up years ago, and I didn't know that. So I believe that I started long time ago, but I'm coming back because for me, I have to do it for my own sake too, and for helping, for New Life, helping my family tremendously, not only me, but my other family members. It is very, very, you know, heartwarming that I have to share all these tragedies that happened in my life. New Life was there. And
wow.
It's very important to remember nature. Nature really is what we, I mean, our bodies adapt to nature. Any foreign item or bodies in our body, they are self-rejected. And so mm-hmm. we have to give something that's nearest to nature. It's like, you know, based in nature, backed by science. It's true. That's also one thing that made me join is our scientific advisory board. Because nowadays, you never know what's out there. We have to be careful, and our products are clinically tested. So it's mm-hmm. very awesome. I'm so excited, really, because I think I was sleeping for a while, S-L-E-P-I-N-G, sleeping for a while. Now I'm awake. I have lots of products, especially now I could tell you'll be healthy inside and outside, in and out, I call it. Oh, not the burger joint, okay? But inside, we have all the products we drink outside.
Yep.
For our skin. In fact, I sold out the pre-launch product I got already. I have to order now.
You sold it all? Wow.
Yes, I got the pre-launch, and even before I reached home, they were calling me already. And that's how I'm seeing myself. I'm out of my comfort zone now. I could talk to anybody now. 90% are my friends, but 10% are the strangers, and it's more exciting with the strangers because you could see how when they use the product and they call me back and say, oh, I want to join. And sometimes I even forget who they are already because I didn't remember that much of them, but then they become my friends. And that's one thing, camaraderie with, like, the last rally, just last month, it was so exciting. I met some new faces, new people, and the old friends I had. It's like we never, you know, lost contact. Oh, hi, how are you? And then we just move on and talk about how we're doing, family, business. And the one thing I wanted when I went there to the rally was I saw children, kids, little children. They're the future. And they're there, mm-hmm. and they're using the product. And Josh, your daughter was chewing the first time I met you. she was chewing for vitality. I was looking at her and said, wow, she could chew salmon, and she could chew the carotenoid capsule.
That's right. She was at the meeting chewing the eating the pro-vitality.
Yeah, eating the chewing it. I saw her.
My two-year-old, yeah.
Yeah. And there was like something on the side of her mouth. I said, what's that? And I looked, oh, my God, it's like a salmon oil. And it was salmon oil. So, you know, I think for me, New Life is a great, more than, if I could say, an awesome company because it shows everybody that it's a family-driven company. It's an opportunity, actually. Sometimes they tell me, are you doing your business? No, I'm doing my opportunity to be healthy and opportunity to be wealthy. Of course, health is always there because without your health, how can you move? And also, well, because you give 100% and more of your time here, the rewards are there. And I'm not saying a job is good too because, you know, it helps you pay your bills and also get the products if you're not a diamond. But a job is there. But when I hire nurses and I say, okay, you're hired for $40 an hour. So regardless of how much the nurse would do a great job, all I can give is the $40 an hour. Some companies now don't even have bonuses anymore. Like, for example, I worked in one company before Thanksgiving, then didn't give the turkey anymore. So that's very, very sad. And here in New Life, you give your all and more, and the rewards are there. Like I said,
wow.
health-wise, can't compare to anybody, any company, I mean, and also with wealth. So truly, health is wealth.
Yes, it is.
You know, that's how I feel. Yeah.
Well, I want to go back. Oh, no, that's okay. I didn't want to stop you. I love what you're saying and your excitement and passion and enthusiasm for what you do. And I think that's what's so exciting about for all of our listeners. It's just seeing your energy, your enthusiasm, and realizing that we have the same opportunity that you do. You know, here you are a nurse. Here you are the director of the nursing department, the whole department. And we see your enthusiasm about what you have in your hands to be able to go out there and impact and change the world. And we realize that, wow, we do too. We do too. We can't all be the director of nursing and go hire a bunch of nurses and train them like you, but we can go do what you're doing and join you in ending the trend. But I want to come back to some of that, but I want to back up for a moment. The beginning of the story you shared, just recapping just a bit how you moved here from the Philippines and then developed a lot of severe allergies, a lot of health challenges that came out of that. And how crazy is that, that a nurse from Kaiser Permanente shared Neolife with you? And I'm sure you think oftentimes what would have happened had she not cared enough to share this with you? Where would you be, right?
Yeah.
Where would you be? And then, but I want to go back to the you know, you shared with me, and you know what, because of, I want to move back to the, ask you a question about the business, but I want to mention just quickly that for our listeners, that in talking with Florinda just yesterday, she was sharing about how the products have helped not only her, but all her kids love the products. Her husband, who had a severe stroke, how Neolife helped him to recover from that when they said he never walked, never be able to dress himself, never be able to be mobile, and now he is. In fact, I was thinking about that story as he sat there with you at the rally. Y'all came all the way down from the Bay Area, and I thought, what a miracle. I was looking across the room and just thinking about how Neolife has impacted so many lives and how blessed we all are to be a part of this, and I really did. I saw you up near the front with him, and I thought, wow, that's the power of what Neolife provides.
Yes.
But Neolife also not only provides health, not only provides, you know, second chances for your husband to recover and to be mobile and to be active and to be out and about and to see him at all the events that we go to, but you also share with us one of the things that interested you in the business besides the impact of the products on your family's health. But you talked to me about another benefit that I think that too often, I want to ask our listeners, dial in, zero in here. You don't hear enough about this. What did somebody tell you that this business could provide as a benefit to business?
Oh, for the business, of course, the boss. But most importantly, he told me about tax, how do you call this? About my tax
benefits. Yes.
Benefits, yes. Because before I was claiming a new life, I had to pay my taxes because I'm a nurse. So anyway, when he taught me about what the business is and I could do all those claim and sharing in the new life business, and that helped me. And now I'm refunding versus paying because it's a business. My knowledge about business is not that great because I'm a nurse. I don't really do business on the side. But when I started sharing Neolife and doing it as a business, and the tax, my taxes got, how do you call that? I keep forgetting it. My tax opportunity now is better because I could claim it. Also, it's very good because I could save money because, like I said before, I was paying. And in fact, I'm refunding some money because of the business. And you could claim your loss. And I didn't know that. I was so naive about business. And then I was thinking maybe that's how these businesses are getting, you know, the break. And then my tax preparer said, yeah, that's how it is. You do the business part, you will get the opportunity for all those tax breaks. That's what he called it, for this business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
It helped me with that. Mm-hmm.
And for our listeners, you know, of course, NeoLife does not provide, you know, tax advice, but I appreciate you sharing that with us, Florinda,
yes.
Because it is something that is very, it's not talked about enough, the benefits. Sandy Botkin wrote a book called How to Save on Your Taxes Big Time, and he was
mm-hmm.
a former IRS top auditor, and he has helped a lot of people, including our family, reading that book and seeing all the benefits to be able to save.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I've saved. In fact, my CPA told me, he said, Josh, this is just a private conversation with him. He said, Josh, every person ought to have a NeoLife business. If nothing else, ought to go build a NeoLife business for the tax benefits. That's what he said. In fact, I even had him speak at a rally a couple years ago, and he shared, I said, can you just tell everybody what you told me? And he uses our products, loves them, and he'll recommend other people start a business. And the reality is the tax code is set up to favor entrepreneurs, to favor mm-hmm. those who are going out there, risking it all, taking, you know, it's scary to start a business. People, they scorn you. They laugh at you. Who are you to think you can succeed? Most businesses fail. Don't you know that? And it's
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, you're right. Most businesses do fail in most every industry. I mean, right across the board, you know, in general, 80% of businesses fail within the first couple of years. And so it is
mm-hmm.
a risk, but you know what? It's what drives our economy. It's what gives people a chance. It's our whole tax code is set up to benefit those. And so I'm glad you said that, Florinda. You're right. Sandy
yeah.
Botkin, I think in his book, he says the average family could save around $5,000. Now, you know, again, I'm not an accountant. I'm no expert on this. Read the books. Talk to your accountant, your CPA. But there are huge benefits here for sure just by going out there and attempting to build an NeoLife business. I mean, everything from writing off meals and mileage and travel and you name it. It's been big for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, but then you didn't just save on your taxes big time. You're making some great income through this business as well. And will you talk about one of the other things that really caught your attention is when you realized that this could be a business you could pass down to your children.
Yes.
It could be a legacy.
Yes.
Talk about that. What did you mean?
Well, when I attend meetings and conferences and all the conventions, I talk to a lot of people and Honyo told me, you know, you could also pass this to your children. And I said, you can? I mean, I'm a nurse and I cannot pass this on to my daughter because she has to go to school. And something that you could do, that's what he told me, is to share it. And then also when you're gone, and even though when you're here and your daughter will do the business with you, and then she could take over. There's a legacy, he said. So I'm very interested in that, because even though my children are already, you know, they have their own life right now, we're an empty nester, but I still think of them that, you know, this could be a great way to add on to what they're doing, and then later on they could move on and do NeoLife as I'm doing right now, because it is a great retirement, opportunity
yeah.
for them to share
yeah.
this with us. And they're using the product. So that's the other one that also attracted me to the business, is if you do it as a business, if you share it every day, 2 hours, after work, 2 hours, I call, I do plans, invitations, and then I have also one-on-ones. Sometimes they understand my timeline, so my work time, so my friends they say, okay, let's meet at 8 for those who haven't been signed up with New Life yet. You see, I've talked to a lot of my friends, close friends, and here and there and everywhere, and they say, oh, no, we're fine. But now they're starting to call me now and starting to say, what was that you were doing again? Well, I don't feel good now, because before they used the product, they felt better, and then they said, oh, I'm fine now, and they didn't continue buying. Then I said, it's a maintenance, and then some of them, 95, I think, was the one who called me this week. She used the product, and then she stopped using it in 98, and now she's coming back, and she said, oh, I regret it. Now I have diabetes. So that's what I'm saying also to them, that, you know, it's here, but you don't have anything yet. It's for prevention. Don't wait till you get something, and then you tell me, what was that again that you showed me before when you were healthy? Now you have, I mean, I didn't talk to them that way, but, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, I've shared this with them years ago, and now she has diabetes. And now she has cancer. And gladly, the one with cancer is better now. But I don't tell them that this is a cure. I just told them that we're eating healthy. We're giving our body the right food, the right type of food. So that's why our cells are responding to it. So for the business, it's really awesome that we are given the opportunity to hand it down or legalize or our children could inherit it. And that's very, very big for me because, you know, it's not like, well, it is an inheritance now, but in a way that it's growing. It's not like it's 1.5 million, that's it. No, this is growing. And I believe that it will grow awesome and grow more years to come because
yes.
I see it this year is very, very, the growth is very fast and rapid. And like I was telling you, Josh, Bay Area, if you think about it, Santa Rosa and the 101 corridor here, I don't think I have somebody there. I haven't heard anybody there sharing New Life. And that's what I really want to do is go to places where we don't have any, body there so that it will grow. And to grow, it could be a household name. That is how I feel I could do it, is to go to these places where New Life is not even known. And from there, and like what you're doing, and I was thinking, I hope I could also ride with you guys and I have to work. Your 365 days tour. That's an awesome way to do it, too. And I wish I had that opportunity to ride around here in California, too. But I have to work. But anyway, yeah.
Well, you won't. Pretty soon you'll be able to throw your feet up on the desk and tell them, as great as it is to be the director of nursing, that you have something even better and you've built a legacy. I love it how you talk about a legacy and something for your children's children.
Yes.
In fact, Proverbs talks about that. A wise person leaves an inheritance to their children's children. And you're right. We can't do that with our JOBs, with our jobs. Yes. Only, you know, with our New Life business, it can. And, you know, you reminded me as you shared that. For those of our listeners who weren't at the West Coast rally. For those of you who are at, some of you came to all of them, but if you weren't at the West Coast, then you missed out hearing from Jamie Reynolds. Jamie Reynolds and her husband Michael shared, and they've been with Neolife for 47 years. And I'm just going to throw this in real quick because it really just proves the point that you're making about a legacy that everyone on this call has the opportunity to build. Yes, there's discomfort. Yes, there's struggle. Yes, there's challenges in the beginning of building any business. Without it, there's no great reward. But the reward is huge. It's worth it to bless our children and children's children. And not only them, but us, as we get to enjoy the fruit of our own business as well. But Jamie Reynolds shared how her mother had serious health challenges 47 years ago. And in fact, someone tried to share Neolife with them, and Jamie's father threw the person off the farm.
He was so against hearing anything about Neolife. And then wouldn't you know, 6 months later, he walks into the health food store and he says, my wife is like really sick. What's the best you have? And the owner pulled Neolife out from underneath the counter and said, well, this is what I take. Isn't that funny? Has a health food store, has all these products on the counter, but what does the health food store owner take? Well, of course, if they're informed and educated, they take Neolife. And so thankfully that person was willing to, you know, give that answer and tell them what they took. And so they came over to the farm, and the same guy who he had thrown off 6 months before, turns out that was the Neolife person trying to share Neolife. And her mother got started, changed her mother's health. And the point is, and it ties into what you were just saying, Florinda, is that her father worked hard for 10 years building the business. 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Really worked hard. 10 years. And these are back in the early, early pioneer days. This is before right now the Neolife Club.
Wow.
And then, like you said, the tremendous growth that we're seeing right now. This is before nutrition was even – like, it's rapidly growing and expanding, but it wasn't back then.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't even understand the value of it. You know that as a nurse. But guess what?
Yeah.
He worked hard for 10 years, and they have been living off of it now for 47 years. She now runs the business. And guess who's in that organization? The business has continued to grow. And that's what you just said. You said you believe the timing we're in right now, that if you build this business, it'll continue to grow and blossom,
mm-hmm.
and that your children can have something for future generations. Well, guess what? I believe you're absolutely, it's a fact of the matter. That absolutely can happen for everyone on this call. And it happened even 47 years ago because Jamie was there, looked amazing growing up on these
mm-hmm.
products, being on them. She was sitting up there in the front row, hadn't been to a Neolife event in 20 plus years. And they have Charlotte Shelton,
mm-hmm.
Emma Jarriott, Emma Jo Kraus in their organization, a business that stretches all around the world. So that's proof. That's what you're working towards. That's what everyone on the call is working towards. It can be a reality. Amazing. Now, as we begin to wrap this up, we got to talk about for just a couple of minutes. And how did you? I'm looking at the time, and I'm looking at some questions I still want to ask here. How are you building the business? You said that you spend, I think that was a key point you made, a couple hours. You work a full-time job, you know, a job with a lot of responsibility. You come home, and you still find an hour or two to build it. How are you doing it? What are you doing with that one to two hours a day?
I do a lot of calling on the weekdays, and once in a while I have a one-on-one. Maybe 30 minutes, because I use the health talk a lot and also share new life. I text my friends. I have emails. Most of my friends email. I don't know why they do emails, but that's what I do. I look at the emails because they answer there. So what I do is I multitask. I search on other things also. I read on our products. I read on a lot of stories, and because that's where I could see what other things I can do to help the opportunity grow. And I have to make time, because if I don't do that, then nothing will happen. That's how I feel. And to make time, I set my time between 7 to 9, or sometimes I go beyond that, because when I talk to somebody, especially who is very into joining Neolife, then I make time. That's what I do, is I really do make time. At work, I have no break time. I mean, it's my own time, but I tell my staff I'm on my break, and then I do some calling again. So I do a lot of callings and confirmations and follow-up. I follow-up a lot, because sometimes they feel like, oh, that's just a vitamin or supplement. Some, you know, they think it's something not very important. And so that's what I do on my spare time. And then on the weekends, that's when I do about 2 to 3 presentations. It's just a lot of follow-up. Because, like I said, when they say no, it doesn't mean to say no now. I mean, it doesn't mean to say no forever. You could go back because it's planting the seed, like what you said, you know. And sometimes even if you think about it, even if the soil is so dry, soon there'll be rain and so it will grow. So that's how I feel.
So many good nuggets here. I hope everybody wanting to leave a legacy. It's easy to dream, hard to put in the necessary effort constantly,
yes,
as you are. And I really think that we're all feeling that are listening to you are kind of like, what's our excuse? Like, we can't argue with anything you're saying. I mean, it makes sense. You know, you're doing the personal development, you're reading, you're getting the new life, you're taking action on it. Tell us about real quick, and I see we're having to wrap up here in a moment, but you did a meeting just yesterday and sold $500 worth of products. In fact, I was trying to reach you yesterday, and, you know, you were not watching the Super Bowl, but you were out doing a presentation. In fact, your upline,
yeah,
Beth Ray, who also received a comeback award at the convention and is just, y'all are an amazing team together, same thing. She drove 2 hours. She said she left her husband at home to watch a Super Bowl. She drove 2 hours to go do a spa hour. And I thought,
oh, yeah,
you know, y'all are
mm-hmm.
with Cynthia, yeah. So,
yes,
but what,
yes,
yesterday, $500? Tell us about it.
Yes, this actually is a nurse of mine years ago, and I gave her the product for, I gave her fighter defense, but she was very not into it. But then she did use it. So I just happened to call her 2 weeks ago, and I asked her, I would like to share something to you, you know, and then she goes, oh, okay, my mom will be here visiting and my brother. So will it be okay to share it with them? Sure. So I went there, you know, I just
That's
was
awesome.
Like, I wonder what she wants, something in my mind. But I bought everything. I brought my products. My car always has my products. And I brought in my last, how do you call this, skin.
Skincare set? Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, it's the combination because her mom's combination, the oily too. But anyway, I see, sometimes if you expect so much and then nothing happens, it's very disappointing. For me, I just went there in my mind, oh, this, okay, she wants to see it again. I'll show it to her. So I did show the health net. In fact, her brother was watching the Super Bowl, and she told her brother, turn that off.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to listen to this. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know,
gosh.
In my mind, oh, my God, the brother will be mad at me now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my. So anyway, I kept my composure. I wanted to say, no, it's okay, but then it's her house. I can't say otherwise. But
did
I didn't
he,
know
did
the
he turn
intention.
It off?
Yeah. Yeah, he turned it off, and then she said, because her brother gained so much weight.
Yeah.
And then the initial discussion was to share the weight loss program with
right.
her brother, because she said that she saw it, because she went again on my website. So anyway, I at first I was like, oh, starting on a rocky. But anyway, I started showing the health. At first, I was watching her brother, and he had the big growl on his face, and just looking and watching. And then when it came to the product, I think he got interested. And then, especially when it came to the weight loss, that health talk about Carla's, he was looking intently. And then after that, I was expecting him to say, "I'm not interested." And he said, what can I do with the weight loss program? And
wow.
Then I said, oh, okay. So I showed him what it is, and he said, okay. And then Eileen said, I want to start the breakfast pack. And then Ramon brought some tea, and he's a good assistant now. He makes the tea, and then he gave it to them, and Eileen said, I'm a very picky drinker. If this tea doesn't taste good, I don't want it. Then I didn't say anything. So here, try it. And then she tried it, and her mom, when I was presenting, they were drinking, and suddenly her mom said, you know, I took Norco, and I was so sleepy. Now I'm wide awake. I said, what?
Wow.
Because I forgot. And then she goes, when I drank the tea, because she was sipping the tea, and it was like not even 10 minutes, that's what she told me, because she was in pain. She drank the Norco, and Norco is a very strong narcotic for pain. Yeah, it will make you sleepy. And she told me, oh, I'm awake now. What's in this tea? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Then the nurse, Eileen, is working night shift, and she said, oh, this is good for my chest, because when I get sleepy, I could drink this tea and keeps me awake. And I said, oh, great.
Wow.
I said, there's more. So that's why, what else is there? So they looked, and that's how, and then Eileen started, well, I'll be a member. And then she goes, no, I'll be a promoter. And then you sign up. she told her brother. So her brother signed up under her. And I was just watching them, and they're the ones, you know, looking to the products and everything. And
wow,
it was great to feel that you go there not expecting anything, and here I am. I had like almost, I think, 500 points or something. I don't know, between the two of them.
Wow.
And that's what I want to do, is I just share it, and if it's a yes or no, that's good. Then go back again for the no, that's good, you know, because
yeah.
There's so many opportunities out there. There's so many people needing us more that I just put their name down if they say no, and then move on. And then if I have time, that's where I follow up on the nose after my work.
That's great. So, even on the nose. That's a great lesson for everyone.
Yes.
And I want to point out, too, that even though we got to close this out, that what a great story you all got to hear, just a day in her life, a Sunday afternoon, calling someone, going over there, expecting nothing, or not expecting very little, but selling $500 of the products. Even the son who had, the brother who had to turn off the Super Bowl game, ended up joining as a promoter. That is the best story I think I've ever heard. But you know what? Also, she did. Since we don't have time to get into this, I'll just say this real quick though. That she, in talking with you the other day, you said that you're just constantly planting seeds. And that you did a meeting the day before, and you didn't sell anything at that one. But
No. You
have done you did several this past week, and one-on-ones during the week. You do presentations on the weekend. You got a spa hour coming up, and so you're constantly doing them. And so some you sell a lot, some is little. One the day before was nothing, but you planted seeds. And that's why it's the action, consistent activity that you're taking that's leading to the kind of results. And for those of you who are listening, when she says health talk, the presentation she went through, you can print that out at Kinko's, at Office Depot, at Office Max, wherever, or you can put it on your laptop and click through it, but it's there. Everything she's doing, you can do. It's right there in the back office. And I love the point that you said that 90% of people are friends or friends of friends. You're asking for referrals. 10% are strangers. And you told me a story just talking to people the other day. There's strangers at the bank, I think it was, that you're following up with.
Yes.
And you have a presentation with someone at the bank who was sneezing, right?
Yes.
And what did you do? You asked them if they were okay?
I said, are you okay? I mean, he's a stranger, and sometimes I get, you know, shy. But I was, because she was sneezing so badly, and I felt for her, because I was like that before too. And I said, are you okay? And he said no, and I said, oh, I have something. And then at the time, I don't know, I was hesitating. But then I shared our product, and he looked into it too. So he texted me that he will order some also. So you'll never know where. It's just caring and sharing, like I said. You care for somebody, you share what you have, because it's a sin not to share it. It's a well-kept secret. But why is it a secret? Because we don't have enough exposure, I think. But for me, exposing it one day at a time, one person at a time, soon, who said that? $1 to $100. Is that Forbes? Dollar, I forgot now. But anyway, my Chinese friend said, even though your goal is big, but you have to do tiny steps, that tiny step will be a big step, and that will be when you will realize you achieve your goal. So, yes, we are sometimes hesitant to share it even with strangers, but I do have that habit now. I see somebody and I share it now. Before I was, nah, I'll not do it, shall I? You know, I question myself, but now I don't anymore because we need, you know, to end the trend, and that's how I feel. And one at a time,
wow.
Every time I see people. So
I love it.
I'm very happy.
And so, Florinda, final question here as we close out here in just a moment. What is the future? How do you see the future? Where do you want to be with this business?
Oh, I want to be at least a Ruby, for Ruby. And then my goal is one diamond by March next year. And I have my circles drawn already. I have how many points and who will I'll develop to be a sapphire, to be a ruby, because I have to be a sapphire myself. And I ask Beth a lot, you know, I always ask, oh, what do I do next? And I think I'm grateful for leaders that's helping me grow. And the future is great. It's here. It's coming. It's like, you know, join the club now. And it's true. You have to ride the wagon or else you'll be left behind. Now.
Yes.
We have everything. We have something. You have all the products to be healthy inward and also outward, in and out. You're a whole person. It's a whole, you know, one-stop shop now. So there's no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse.
No.
Some of my friends, you know, they don't want to drink the product, but they want to put on their face, I think. But my thing is this. Yes, I'll start them with the skincare, and then they'll realize that you have to clean yourself inside first so that all the impurities will come out, and that's when you use your skincare product, too, to help the impurities out of your body, because the cells is where it starts. So that's how I feel.
Yes.
And the future... it's awesome. It's there. It's coming. If not, it's here already. All we have to do is grasp it and ride along.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you, Florinda.
Welcome.
I'm so grateful that you took the time out to be with us. And tell Ramon we said hello. It's amazing to hear that he's helping you do events and somebody who's never supposed to walk or talk or...
Yes.
Eat or dress himself, and here he is out there. You're doing the business together at an event together, and what an incredible story. We are so inspired. We can't wait to see you. I know all of our listeners, if they didn't get to meet you at the West Coast rally, they'll meet you at convention for their 60th anniversary in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, here we come, Seattle. Thanks, Florinda.
Yes.
Have an awesome
You're
day.
You're welcome. You too.
All right, folks, aren't we, Neolife family, aren't we so blessed to just have leaders who are willing to care, share, tell their story, inspire all of us? And I want to challenge you, go out and share this story. Share this story. I'll tell you, facts tell. I mean, we have so many facts, but what people want to hear is the stories. Tell them a story about a nurse who came to this country suffering, severely suffering from health challenges, allergies, and a nurse at Kaiser Permanente told her about Neolife, and then the rest is history, and the products were there for her husband and for her children, and now they're shining brighter than ever, and they're building a business, a legacy for generations to come. And I hope that each of us will be challenged to ask ourselves, what are we doing every day? Are we following the 3 daily success habits? Are we talking about a legacy? Are we talking about a dream? Are we getting excited and then maybe discouraged because it's not happening the way we want because we're not doing the 3 daily success habits? We're not, as she said, reading stories and then telling the stories. That's our personal growth. And then spending 2 hours a day after work, after a full-time job, there's a reason why she's achieving her dreams. There's a reason why she's going to leadership school. There's a reason why she's on her way to world team. She'll hit Ruby and she'll go to Diamond. I'm betting on her, and I bet every one of you are too. But the exciting part is we can all be there. We can all achieve our dreams, and we can do it together. And the reality is it's happening. As she said, the future is here. The question is, will you be a part of it with us? And so I do want to invite you to next week's conference call where we're going to hear from leaders in the field who just had far and away their best month ever. So many of you did. We blew it out of the water in January, and February could be a best ever. Here's what I want to challenge you here real quick. We're just about to get off here. Here's the challenge. I want to encourage you, get in that Nutrients toolbox. Don't just be like, yeah, I know it's there. Get in there. She was talking about she's texting people. Are you texting people? We have text already written. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can put the tools in the back, but you can't make people use them. You can create tools, but you know what? People can sit around and they can critique them. Well, I wonder what if you did this? What if you did that? Or, well, my computer doesn't have the latest software. Well, you know what? Other people, there's a reason why, let me tell you something. There's a reason why people who come into this country, first generation, second generation, are far more likely to become millionaires than native-born Americans. It's so easy to be comfortable where we're at. And the, yes, we dream about things, maybe. Maybe we'd like to see a brighter future. But yet we sit around there and wait for everything to be perfect, for everything to be just the way we want it before we get off the couch. And then the world has already been changed. Others have already gone out there and seized it and made it happen. I mean, this train, it's left the station. And I'll tell you something, we have more than we've ever had. I know from 25 years of experience, Florinda has been using the product since 1991, longer than our family even has. And she's telling you the time is now to build. Now I'm challenging you, as Louis Smith, our newest diamond, says, get off your rusty dusty and let's do something about it. Let's change the world together. And so get in that toolbox, look at those text messages, tell people about the skincare. You may have gone to Rally and bought a bunch of skincare. I hope you did. But if you're like Florinda, if you'll send those text messages out, they'll be sold, gone, done. You'll be sitting there placing more orders, because right now we do have a launch partner pack that you can order that will ship immediately to you. You can get 4 sets of skincare. You can either get 4 normal dry, or you can get 2 and 2. You can choose. We've got now more options for you. Come March 1st, all these single orders you're placing for your customers, let's say you don't have a 4-pack, or they don't want to order a 4-pack, you don't want to sell it right there on the spot, or you don't have it to sell, that's fine. Place a pre-order immediately, and it'll charge them. They'll get a free gift, free makeup remover, and it will ship March 1st. And for every single set that they pre-order, they're going to get a makeup remover for it. And that'll ship March 1st. So February, y'all, we're in pre-launch phase. You should be more excited than you've ever been, if I may be honest with you. You should be sending more texts than you have ever sent. You should be on a 60-day blitz where you're saying no to everything that stands in the way of your dreams, of what you want to achieve. There's always a time to make those short-term sacrifices, you know, to seize a window, an opportunity to change the destiny of your family. And I'm telling you right now, now's the time. Now is the time to seize the day. I don't know how to tell it to you any more than that, y'all. Now, I'm going to unlock the lines and give you all a chance to please don't go anywhere quite yet. Say goodbye to everyone. Let's do a big send-off. But don't forget, next week I'm going to interview people that are absolutely crushing it. Best month ever. You'll want to be on that leadership call. You'll want to be there. And then at 1 p.m. today, Pacific time, I'll be doing a Getting Started Master Training webinar. I can't wait to see you. And finally, here's a thought I had yesterday as I was watching the Super Bowl. One of the announcers said, every time they go into the Super Bowl, they wonder, who will be the unknown person that will rise up? And I wonder, who is on this call right now, who is not checking their clock, but is saying, listening to the stories, writing down the nuggets that Florinda shared with us. I wonder who that is. And I bet I don't even know you yet, but you're about to light the course on fire. You're about to make February unbelievable. And I'm going to see your name. I'm going to be giving you a call, congratulating you for stepping up, saying thank you so much for making an impact, making a difference, helping us in the trend. Who is that unknown person on the call right now? You know who you are. I can't wait to find out who you are and get a chance to thank you. All right, guys, I'm going to unlock the line right now. Here we go. All right, folks, well, over and out. I know you're all ready, and I saw everybody stayed till the end, and then everybody jumped off immediately ready to get on to the week. So have a great one. We'll see you soon. See you at the next event on the 365-day tour, and I'll see you next week on the next leadership call, or tomorrow on the product call. Goodbye, everyone.